1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. In a non-binding resolution, the UN's top human rights body today called on countries to stop selling or shipping weapons to Israel. This after President Biden threatened to place conditions on future U.S. support, and that follows Monday's airstrike that killed 7 aid workers. Israel announcing the approval of a series of steps, including reopening the Eretz checkpoint, a major crossing that would increase the flow of aid into Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Belgium today.
These are positive developments, but the real test is results. And that's what we're looking to see in the coming days and in the coming weeks.
Today, President Biden visits the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse and meets with relatives of the 6 workers that were killed. Power out to more than 380,000 customers in New Hampshire and Maine after a powerful nor'easter tore through Thursday. Snow still falling in some areas in New Hampshire. A woman was killed when her home's propane tank exploded after a tree fell on it. This is ABC News. The man accused of killing 4 University of Idaho college students was back in court on Thursday, where his attorneys argued over a defense survey about the case.
At issue, prosecutors in Latah County, Idaho, are angry about survey questions Brian Koberger's defense attorneys have been asking of prospective jurors in the local community to determine if the jury pool is biased in their attempt to move the trial. Prosecutor Bill Thompson says the questions were reckless.
Do a responsible survey questionnaire.
The judge has said the defense survey has to stop. Koberger's attorney, Ann Taylor.
The court should not have issued an order stopping us.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Forecasters at Colorado State University are predicting a very active Atlantic hurricane season for this year. Climate experts are forecasting 23 named storms and 11 hurricanes, 5 of which they expect will develop into major hurricanes with well above average probability for landfalls in the United States and the Caribbean. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Only about 1 in every 4 voting age adults made it to the polls in Wisconsin on Tuesday. The weather was terrible and the stakes in the presidential primary were low. Voter turnout in Milwaukee was higher, where there were races for mayor and county executive, as well as a big school referendum. After a year on the job, Wisconsin's Secretary of State says she's doing more with less. Sarah Godlewski tells Up North News the office has to scramble to provide its services after being downsized and defunded almost a decade ago.
The legislature has been so extreme when it comes to their power grab that they've basically defunded this constitutional office.
The office authenticates 15,000 documents a year for everything from international business to adoptions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers hosting the Seattle Mariners. Reese Hoskins is off to a good start at first base and at the plate.
Replay overturned it. Now Hoskins flirting with the pole. It's gone, Reese Hoskins.
makes it 2-0.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports Wisconsin, Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, we're trying to win as many games as we can here this year and in the long run, you know, and so that's a tricky thing for us to balance when we're able to add veterans here with the type of track record that Reese has. That's really exciting. You know, he fits so well.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee has lost 4 of their last 5 games.
There's at times that we play really well. There's at times that we don't. But at the end of the day, again, we had open shots like AJ had one, Malik had one, BP had one. Like, we had open shots. Pat, I think, had one. I had 2. You know, you gotta make shots.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52. And then we are keeping an eye on a system that'll bring some wind and rain on Sunday, Monday into Monday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocates Radio show. Pat Kreitlow joins the show. We air the grievances and we give you the details of Joe Biden's visit to Madison.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. It's that Kurt again. You know, he's switching the headphones around.
Well, that was my bad.
What does he think? You know,
I got the wrong headphones and have to have the right headphones if we're going to do the show right.
Yeah, that's
my theory.
That's what I'm thinking too. You know,
so we got a last second headphone switch just in the last 10 seconds before we come off of the air. What?
It's that important.
You know,
when you're in radio.
Yeah.
When you're a musician, you have to have the right headphones, the right speakers.
We're fumbling with the wires and the cables. And
I know.
And then I pinched my hand.
Did you?
Yes, I'm injured now.
You know, this is a tough job. It's like a
physically
construction
demanding
job,
isn't it?
I mean, anything can happen. A big accident, heavy equipment.
I worked construction one summer way back in college.
Did you?
Yeah. And we're building this building, and I'm up on this tall ladder about 3 stories up, and I have to bring something down. That we had to move the ladder because it was like a scaffold thing. So I'm up on top
with you on it. They're going to move the ladder.
I got off the ladder. Was on top of the roof. Got to move the ladder. It was about 2.5 stories, and so we have 2 guys. You know, 2 ladders, scaffold in between on a platform thing. Sure. Everybody got to move it together.
Yeah.
Well, I'm up there, and. The one time I don't have my work gloves on.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
I got them in my back pockets. Oh, just grab it. Let's move it.
Yep.
So I pick it up, start moving it, scraped a huge, you can't see the scar anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a scar right on my thumb.
I think every man has a scar on the thumb like that.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And it was, so I'm moving it and I'm like, oh, I scraped my so blood is just flowing out of this thing.
Yeah.
And we're moving the thing and I'm starting to get a little dizzy because
it's
taking about 30 seconds to move the thing. And then I have to climb down the ladder while I'm bleeding.
You've lost that much blood.
I started passing out halfway down.
Wow.
Take me to the doctor, you know, stitch it up, go back to work. I had 4 stitches. Probably should have had about 10 stitches.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, you got to go back to work.
You know, that story alone should get you into the mega hall of fame.
You think so?
You know, they're the real Americans. They're the hardworking Americans
Who
live paycheck to paycheck. I don't know what you're talking about. Now it seems like you're like a hard laborer, a person who works, you know.
No, that was really the only hard labor.
Paycheck to paycheck.
Construction.
And it's a tough life.
It is.
I got to say this. I was listening to the Devils yesterday afternoon, and Crute, first hour, Dom is never there because he's working.
Oh, wow.
But he kind of fills the entire hour, and he's telling the story about how He grew up a blue collar guy. Yeah. You know, all the kind of jobs he had and, right. and stuff yeah. like that. And personally, on my own personal level,
yeah.
I think I haven't beat. Okay. I think I have better stories. I have more jobs.
Well, you have definitely had more jobs. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Not including radio. When you get into that, it's just crazy. It's like a maze.
Yeah, I know.
But I've had a lot of weird jobs, blue collar jobs.
Yeah. In your early 20s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking like 13 years old.
Oh, okay.
Being a paper boy for the Milwaukee Journal, afternoon paper.
I was also a paper boy. And Indianapolis
and
Star.
Then I was a station captain who handed out the papers to the paper boys station and took their money that they collected on their route.
Wow.
And then I went to Dutchland Dairy. Huh? You had Dutchland Dairy, in Milwaukee. Uh-huh. You got to like that. They sold milk in glass containers.
Sure.
And then I went there. From there, I went on to Big Boy. I was a bus boy and then, Big Boy cook. I've mentioned that 1,000
really
times.
Really moving
on the
up
show.
In the world.
Yeah.
It's a slow process. And then, of course, I wanted a truck, the very first Chevy Blazer that they put out.
No
I
kidding.
Loved the look of the truck. So I got a job third shift at a book bindery driving forklift. Most of the time.
Oh, I drove a forklift for a while, too.
And that was a two-year job.
Yeah.
And then I went to RTE, which is a transformer manufacturer out in Waukesha.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a third shift job, union job. Both of those third shift jobs are union jobs. And, I've been around. Oh, and in summer, I laid gas pipes on the sides of the road, where they dug the ditch and they put the pipes in and they had the welding going on.
Yeah.
And this guy had
such a colorful and decorated resume, John.
I'm a blue-collar guy.
I did a lot of blue-collar work, too. Yeah. Yeah,
and this guy had me help him doing welding
pipes?
Jobs.
Oh, nice.
Welding the pipes together, but he didn't give me any kind of goggles or glasses. And I'm watching.
Really?
My dad got furious, man.
Oh, really?
he laid into that foreman once he found out.
Wow.
Especially got a metal sliver in my eye from that little event.
Yeah.
Who knows how I burnt the retina, but, anyway. So that is, I got creds.
Okay.
All right.
You got street cred.
Yeah.
So are you going to talk to Mike Crude about this and, compare your blue collar background?
We're going to have a battle.
The battle of the blue collars?
Blue collars, yes.
Okay.
But,
all right.
But here's the thing, and that's that's why I get the point is, I'm glad you got to that. The point here is that if I seem angry when I talk about the megas calling themselves the real Americans, that infuriates me because I worked hard for what I did in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And not to call me a real American or blue-collar American or somebody who is a traitor to this country is infuriating. It makes me angry,
right,
and that's the bottom line, and that's why I'm always angry on this show. Because I'm not always angry. But if Pete Schwab is here in the studio tonight, I am going. No,
are you
going
to come down here and burst into the studio and start ranting aimlessly?
Pete, I used to.
Yeah.
I used to review movies.
Comes.
I know a little bit about movies.
Okay. It's all about you, right? I like it. It makes for exciting radio,
Well,
Don't you think?
Had I known that he was going to be here tonight, I would have tried to schedule both of us.
Oh.
To make a guest appearance.
Really? You didn't know he was going to be here?
I did not know that,
Read the
notes? He's down here for the film festival.
Oh, that makes sense. I was going to say, aren't you going to see The Tingler tonight?
I should see
what they're doing down there. That's on the university campus, right?
Okay. In Vilas Hall, I believe.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll see.
Okay. Welcome to the John and Gordy Show.
I got the trailer for The Tingler coming up a little bit later. And by the way, it was such a short trailer because it's all audio. It's really visual and audio. It really doesn't have anything to do with, the storyline. But so I brought in an extra one just to kind of fill that space with 13 Ghosts. And this is another William Castle intro to one of his movies. He's known for those intros.
Yeah.
So this is a classic favorite of mine. And we'll have to hear that later on as we go through the schedule for the film festival for today.
Okay. Good. I did. Okay. That's great.
Did we forget the rest of the show here?
We forgot to introduce that, you know, it's the John and Gordy show for this Friday, April 5th, you know, and the weather for today, 34 degrees currently, highs in the low to mid 40s, should be a nice day today, and then tomorrow's going to be great.
Yeah.
Low to mid 50s tomorrow, and then rain on Sunday, mid 40s. But, you know, that's all right.
Well, you got to know
today and tomorrow are going to be great.
You got to know it's going to be a little warm today because I left the house without a shirt.
Well, you have a shirt on, right?
Well, it's a T-shirt. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm gonna come down here
topless. We should do a topless edition of the John and Gordy Show. That would be amusing to nobody.
Yeah.
I think
no one. Yeah. that would be shocking.
Well, shocking to the people that are watching on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah, and, you know. 70-year-old guys topless.
That's what everybody wants to see. Let's see. Let's check out the National Day calendar.
Shall we?
I think we shall.
All right. Is there a fake one in this one?
Maybe.
Okay. Fake day. Listen for it.
Well, you made the list.
Well, no, I didn't. I never make the list.
Really?
That. I never make that list. So I'm not looking at
list.
You make the list?
Yeah.
And then you, okay.
I'm not looking
I just look at the calendar, Gordy.
Okay.
And I look at you, Gordy, because I know when you're lying, I know when it's a fake day.
Is it first contact day today? Is it or is it not? Is it Gold Star Spouses Day? Is it National Flash Drive Day?
Flash Drive Day.
Flash
Come on.
Drive Day.
Come on.
Is it National Deep Dish Pizza Day?
Yeah.
Is it National Read a Roadmap Day? National Nebraska Day? Is it National Remote Control Day? Which one of those days does not belong, John?
Flash Drive Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is National Flash Drive Day today. Yeah. Sam, you know the answer probably.
I wasn't paying attention to what you were saying.
Thank you. In other words, things are normal, just the way they always are. Okay. Well, it's not National Remote Control Day. Oh. Why would there be a National Remote Control Day?
Because there's a National Flash Drive Day.
Yeah, and there's a National Read a Roadmap Day. Who has a roadmap anymore?
That day is like, you know, gone.
Yeah, those days have come and gone.
First, I still keep a roadmap in my car.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been in situations where I didn't have a charger and my phone died, so I couldn't use Google Maps.
Or you're out in the middle of nowhere, you can't get a signal. Yeah. Right. It's good to have a roadmap.
It's part of his emergency equipment in the car, right? When you have a breakdown.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. But we'll get to the roadmaps in just a moment. First, we got contact day.
Flash drive day. You know, they call it, what else do they call flash drives? They have another name for it.
Thumb drive?
Thumb drive. That's it.
Okay. Yep. First contact day on April 5th commemorates a fictional date in the future when an alien species visits Earth and makes contact with Earthlings for the first time. While the fictional date of 2063 is less than half a generation away, mere humans contemplate the possibilities the further we explore into space. Not only do the modern explorers keep our interest piqued, but the science fiction genre continues to pour out stories that thrill and excite us. National First Contact Day. In other words, it's another made-up holiday.
You know,
by the National Day calendar.
How do we know the aliens aren't already aware of us?
See, that's
what I
think.
They're already discriminating against us.
They're already here.
Keeping us in our own neighborhood in this galaxy.
I think they are already here. They're among us.
We could be.
As far as I know, you could be an alien, John. Based on my experience working with you, I think it's a pretty good bet.
I would not. I wouldn't rule it out.
You could be an alien and not even know it, maybe.
That's it. Yeah. That's actually it. I'm thinking that.
It's National Flash Drive Day. Do we have time for this?
I want to know more about the flash drive.
We got 30 seconds. Okay.
It's almost like my flash drive.
Commemorates the date inventors filed their first patent for the USB flash disk. Their invention happened. It doesn't give the date. Why wouldn't they give the date?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I have no idea. Information flowed from our fingertips. Okay.
Remember the floppies.
All right. We'll come back to Flash Drive Day. 18 minutes past the hour. A whole lot more, including the Mean Farmer. Oh, wait till you hear it today.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Elvis.
Yep.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles.
Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Yeah,
Matt. We're back. Oh.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Mm-hmm. The capital city, Madison, the John and Gordy Show, broadcasting from State Street
Live.
How you doing this morning?
Yeah, rise and shine. Real shake folks. A leg up and at 'em. Top of the morning to ya. It's Friday. That's one good thing.
Yeah.
We're continuing now with our national day calendar information because this is really important
the big
stuff.
The big day is flash drive day.
Flash drive day, yes. Yes, flash drive day.
I thought this was the fake day that you made up.
No. No, this is a real thing.
Just to let you know.
How to observe flash drive day.
Yes.
This is
we really have to prepare
hits.
For that. Gee, I hope I have the ingredients for whatever recipe they're suggesting.
Here we go. Here's how to observe flash drive day. Whether you save pictures or backup files, consider how versatile the thumb drive is. So you can, that's one thing you can do. Well, boy, is this ever really something cool?
Wow.
The versatile
really
thumb drive.
Thinking about that.
Or you could play a retro game. Okay.
A retro game?
That's what it says.
Flash drives?
I don't know. If you have extra devices, donate them to a good cause. Charities across the country deliver your donations to schools, homeless shelters, and nations in need. So if you don't have if you have a flash drive or some other
old
stuff,
flash drive,
donate.
Give away your smaller flash drive because now you have a larger one.
Okay, let's move on.
You are the size of your flash drive. I know.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just. Kind of the image you came up with.
Here's one way that you can observe Flash Drive Day.
Yes,
use hashtag Flash Drive Day to join the excitement and spread the word. So everybody hashtag Flash Drive Day and spread the excitement of Flash Drive Day.
Jeez.
Or follow on Facebook, Twitter. Okay, I don't know. All right, what other days
do
we have?
Yeah, you can follow.
Yeah, follow Flash Drive Day.
Flash Drive Day? On.
Well, if we
on
put
social media, that's crazy.
Why don't we put in the hashtag Flash Drive Day and see what happens? Sam, he's on it. Okay.
All right.
All right.
He's taking care of it.
You know, National Caramel Day. I skipped that one. Raisin Bran and Spice Bar. There are too many days today. How about National Read a Roadmap Day? Let's look into that.
Yes.
One.
Let's find out
what that's all about. Because
about
a lot of people still have a map in their glove box or something in case they. Or their phone runs out of a charge, or you're out in the middle of nowhere, you can't get a signal. It's a good idea to have a roadmap. The earliest roadmap, John, Britannia Atlas, was drawn by a cartographer. Thank you. Cartographer, John Ogilby, in 1675. That was the first roadmap.
Wow.
I knew I'd get that response from you.
A lot of roads.
Yeah.
A lot of roads at that time.
1675. Fast forward a few centuries, and my, how things have changed. With satellites, GPS, and voice commands, how do we know how to get anywhere?
A roadmap, though, really, if you're reading, your GPS.
Well, roadmaps
are... a roadmap. It's just an electric.
It says here, roadmaps are still a useful tool.
Yeah.
Should batteries run low or the satellite connection become lost, you got a roadmap right there. Sam has a roadmap in his little Volkswagen, right?
I do. There was one very specific trip where I didn't have a map, and then forever after I vowed to keep one in the car.
That's good.
Exactly. Right.
Thank you for...
Basically, I skipped school and drove to Illinois, but my phone died along the way, and I didn't know how to get home.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're on the other side of the cheddar curton. Couldn't get back.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
wow. Along all the fibs down there. Yeah.
You know, they used to give away free road maps here in the state.
They
You go down to the DMV, and they had these old road maps.
Right?
You
know? Yeah.
They didn't update them for a long time.
Yeah, it's free, though.
But they wanted to get rid of them. They had carton after carton of those road maps.
Any of these other days worth mentioning, Sam?
It'll leave that up to him.
Why is it up to me? I don't know.
Okay.
Pick songs.
We'll blame him for all these other ones. Carmel Day.
This is one day that's...
Go for Broke Day.
Broke Day.
That is something that...
That seems like something.
That seems like something Trump is doing every day.
Go for Broke? Yeah. I think he's already broke. Yeah. Where is Go for Broke Day? Let's just check that real quickly. Hang on. Just a second.
All right.
Did it go? National Broke Day.
It's called Dead Air.
No, it's not.
Let's hold on.
We got it right here. Hang on.
All right.
Go for Broke Day. Encourages us to give our all. No matter our goal, there's a reason to persevere despite all the odds.
All right.
The phrase go for broke has roots in Hawaiian, meaning wager everything.
Okay.
There's really a whole bunch of others. Useless information. Let's just move on.
All right.
Anything on the history books worth mentioning here?
Yeah,
Sam?
Open up the old history book.
Let's take a look here. Ooh. Right. You know the Civilian Conservation Corps?
Sure.
Yes.
Actually, my dad worked for that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Created today in 1933 by FDR.
Yeah. It helped a lot of people who were unemployed because of the Great Depression.
Yeah. My dad was in high school or college, and he worked for the CCC and helped to build the Tennessee Dam. What was it called? It's not the Hoover. That's out west.
But a lot of national parks. It was around trails.
Yeah. He worked a couple of summers, I think, on a dam in Tennessee.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Today, that would be considered big government and,
socialism.
We can't have that. That's too much interference.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Also, today in history, I put this one on here because it's got some applicability to you guys.
Yeah.
Fox, they launched their primetime lineup.
Oh, right.
Well, you guys used to work at Fox.
Fox 47.
Did. Yep. Fox 47.
Not Fox News. It's not Fox News I'm talking
about. Fox Broadcasting.
This is Fox Broadcasting, yes.
Yeah, they launched with shows like The Tracy Ullman Show and 21 Jump Street.
Simpsons.
I remember The Simpsons, yes. Yeah. Well, Tracy Ullman was first. Then they.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Simpsons
came
were
from
a
the,
funny little weird
from
thing.
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that was fun. Fun stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
That's it.
Thanks,
no,
Sam.
No, we have Kurt Cobain. He died on this day.
Yeah, that's true. In 1994, Cobain.
94, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A while ago.
30 years ago?
Yeah, that's crazy. God, it's 2024.
And, of course, Booker T. Washington.
Yeah.
Born on this day in 1856.
Oh, yeah. Booker T. and the MGs.
Yep. Yeah, he had a great band.
You got some Booker T. and the MGs, maybe? Green Onions? No? Okay.
I've heard of the song. I didn't put two and two together with the name of the band. But.
Okay. It's not too late. You got a minute here.
Any other birthdays that are really important?
Thomas Hobbes. I don't know if you guys know who that is. He was a political philosopher, came up with the idea of the social contract.
Yes. Yes.
Basically, that the people have to consent to being governed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And
Republicans
do not like Hobbes or the Hobbes philosophy for that matter.
Apparently not.
No.
Not the Trump Republicans, anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we have room here for... No, we don't.
Not quite.
I just saw the time change.
Coming up a little bit later on in the show, Rocker will be stopping by, of course, to give us a preview of what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend.
That's right.
And I think he's bringing in a special guest, too.
Is this the weekend that they're going to change the formatting just a little bit?
I believe so.
Yeah, they've got, they used to rerun their show on Saturday night and Sunday night.
But they got
now it's
going
to be a fresh new Sunday night as well.
Yep.
Yep.
So Rocker's going to explain all that to us. He'll explain it.
You think?
Yeah, with Jimmy K, I think, is coming in. I believe so. Yeah. And let's see. We'll look ahead and figure out what else is going on. What?
Get a response in regards to having one of the guests on this program.
Yeah, do we have to? Okay.
All the people that I've worked with as a partner, someday you'll be in that line, in the unemployment line.
That's right. John Urban response.
Yes.
We'll share that when we come back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's been up, it's been down. What is going on with dairy? I'm PM Yaki, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Well, let's face it, dairy this week has been influenced to a large extent by the news headlines of highly pathogenic avian influenza impacting dairy herds in five different states: Texas, New Mexico, Kansas, Idaho, and Michigan. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says despite the fact that our food supply chain is safe, the social media chatter actually drives the markets, he explains.
That's one of the problems in the market now, and it makes it hard for the average person or a producer to kind of use the marketplace at times because, you know, these computers and the algorithm traders, they look in headlines, they look at the social media accounts, and they trade off of just blips or news events that pop out there. So sometimes you can get a headline, even if it's right or wrong, it'll trigger a move in the marketplace just because of how the programmer set up those machines for the day. And this apparently was on that list. And it just sent things tumbling.
Fact or fiction, it is driving the markets based on computer programming. That's John Heidenberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Now, the good news, yesterday in Chicago, barrel and block cheese were both unchanged. AA butter dropped a penny at $2.93 a pound. And our fluid milk contracts this morning, the May Class 3 milk is right now 27 cents stronger at 16.18 a hundredweight. June milk right now up 20 cents, 16.71. What's happening with our grain trade? I've got those numbers next.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it? Oh!
Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Right now, an overnight electronic trade, December corn is up a penny at 4.74. November soybeans are down 4 at 11.79. July new crop wheat, 3.5 cents higher at 5.75 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. For a finally Friday morning, I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine 52. And then we are keeping an eye on a system that'll bring some wind and rain on Sunday, Monday into Monday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio UMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM Madison. And we'll be speaking onions on this program.
That's right, green onions.
Green onions.
Booker T and the MGs. I just realized that we were
what?
The date, the birthday we were talking about was Booker T. Washington.
Right.
Right. That's well, what
1856. That's not this Booker T.
No. No.
I just thought you were
I just realized that. Why didn't you guys stop me?
Well, I thought you were just like, having fun with it.
Yeah. I didn't realize you were actually confused.
I did not.
Now you've just revealed yourself as somebody.
Is my face red? Oh, my God.
That's good.
All right.
I like that. Okay, hey, you know, it's still
go
coming
ahead.
Up.
Go ahead.
We've got Barry Diller, investor, business owner.
Yeah.
He had something to say about Truth Social, and that's coming up momentarily.
All right.
Apparently, Trump threatening the daughter of a judge is okay. Because that daughter could have influence on the judge's decision. But, of course, we're never going to talk about Ginni Thomas and the influence she has on her justice.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know. It's an odd comparison, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about Biden, of course, his call to Netanyahu and Tennessee forcing children to watch fetal development.
That's coming up.
Good. Always okay. never protect the kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're going back on that now.
Ah.
In a way.
All right. We'll get to that in a moment. All right. 34 degrees right now. Highs today in the mid-40s. Going to be a nice day. Good looking Saturday and then Sunday some rain. Okay. Got a message here. You know, John.
A trail of broken careers. I have had a few partners. In my past.
Radio partners.
Yes.
Yeah. And other, you know, people in the business here locally in Madison that you've worked with over the years. And I've worked with some of them as well.
Right. We've talked about, we've had visits
we've
with.
We've mentioned them on the air.
Interviewed other radio announcers and other managers in this market.
Yeah. And we used to have the, you know, the cable access show and the little movie show that we did overnights at Fox 47 and cable access.
We admire anybody who... You know, steps into the arena of broadcasting.
The media arena. That's right.
And
so we would reach out to them and we would have them. We had sort of an open house kind of situation where people from competing radio stations could gather together and talk about media and stuff like that.
Get along. We got along. All of us got along.
We all got along. Great. And
we did.
So since we've been back here for 5 months, we've been trying to reach out to some of these people. You know, we send them messages. Hey, why don't you stop by? Hey, you know, and, you know, so far the response has been, well, not
nothing.
Great. Nothing. Pretty much crickets. But I did get a, we've sent messages out to, you know, well, John Kovalik. He came by over at, you know, thank you for doing that, John. That was really cool. We hadn't seen him in 30 years. And, you know, we've talked about other people that we'd like to meet up with. You know, Kitty Dunn and, you know,
what we're talking about.
Sly said hello to us on the first day we were on the air. So that was
You know, former partners.
Right. So I sent something out to John Urban. You know, John, everybody knows John.
John Urban followed me at Triple M.
Yeah. That's right. And I reached out to him and asked him if he'd like to be on the show sometime, you know, because it's been
many
years.
You could have been
super
John Urban's partner at the time.
I could have been.
And just gotten rid of Kitty Dunn.
Like that would have been up to me.
She didn't want to do the news, remember?
That's right. She didn't like doing the news, in fact.
But she didn't want to be on the show.
But they forced her to be on the show with us.
No, I forced her to be on the show. Okay. The management saying, she's got to be on the show. She's too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And look where she is today.
Yeah. So I reached out to John Urban, and he responded. Yeah. After a couple of days. I got it right here. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
All right. Gordy, thank you for the note. If I were to join you guys someday, it would have to be in a month or two. He's really busy. Yeah. He's got a really good operation. He does a lot of nonprofit work that's really excellent.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
And he's, you know, he said, that said, I get the feeling that your partner in crime is not a fan of mine, question mark. John wants me on your show, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
But thanks for thinking of me. Congrats on the gig. I hope you're having fun. So that was a nice note from John Urban, but that's kind of, you know, typical. People seem to be okay talking to me about this, about being on the show, but for some reason they have some, you know, perhaps negative feelings about you, you know, so... I don't know why that is. Why is that?
I'm just a happy-go-lucky person. I would love to have John Urban on the show.
Okay, there it is, right there.
I would love to attack him publicly.
Oh, I'm here. not really the way to do it.
That's not the way to do it. Okay.
Well, we're trying to, like, you know, make amends, perhaps, if there's some trouble.
John Urban replacing me at Triple M. That's fine. He thinks. For some reason that he had something to do with replacing
like
me.
He got you fired or something, but that's not really the
case. And I had absolutely no idea that was going on in the background, and so I didn't care, and I don't know, and I didn't know.
So you're saying this is all news to you?
It's news to me. I had no idea that he had anything to do with it, and I still don't think he did.
Okay.
They didn't want political talk, liberal political talk at Triple M.
Right. They didn't really want any political talk.
No, they didn't want any at all. But what did they get? They got John Urban and Jonathan.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, the door's still open.
It is. You know, it's wide
all your
open.
Former radio partners.
That door swings both ways.
Just don't let it hit you in the ass on the way
out. That's right.
That's it. Okay. All right. Is it time for the Mean Farmer yet?
It is, because soon we've got the Mean Farmer Market coming up in Madison.
That's right. It comes
very
back
popular
to the square. Yeah. Okay. Well, what's the Mean Farmer going to talk about today? Huh?
He's talking about the king.
Oh.
Mr. Elvis.
Elvis. Oh, you know.
Yes, he's in the room.
All right. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, here comes the king. Here comes the king. Here comes the king. Yeah, it happened one evening in spring. I was out checking the electric fence with a farm cat.
Meow!
Woo! Better increase the amperage on that. He seemed to enjoy that one too much. Yeah, suddenly, it clouded up, got real dark, and the sky got kind of swirly-like. And then I saw it. A bright disc in the air, spinning like an old-timey Row 45. Dizzy. I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning. I love that song. Used to play it for the poultry whenever I needed to slow egg production up. Anyway, there it was, turning dusk into dawn. Must have been a quarter mile in diameter, whistling, humming as it spun. You know, like that. Gave me a strange feeling in the heart of my Oshkosh, kind of akin to what you'd feel if you sat on a tuba at a polka party, or leaned up against a stack of speakers at a Garth Brooks concert, or slow danced naked with Suzanne Blanchette poolside at the Ramada. Slowly, it came down out of the clouds, a mothership, a word escaped my lips.
Mommy.
The massive extraterrestrial craft settled to the earth not 20 yards from my now massively sunburned face. It was great for my farmer tan, by the by. Took all the hair right off the farm cat, and I'm waiting for the kittens to be born to see if I got a moneymaker here. But anyway, a ramp came out of the side, Klaatu Barada Nikto. And out he came. He was huge, 400, 500 pounds, all in sequins with a huge belt buckle that said Wall Drugs Galactic Center. The air was filled with music. Suspicious minds, I believe. I think he walked up to me, handed to me a sweaty scarf. My memory's a little foggy here. And the bald cat fainted at that point, and he said, got any beef sticks? Nope. Try Casey's General Store down on the highway, I said. Thank you very much, he replied. And then he went back up the ramp, and as suddenly as it had come, it was gone, leaving nothing but the odor of burnt peanut butter and shredded tabloids all over the bean field. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, Shelly Fabre's love child helps with the planting. Tell me about that all-chocolate diet again, Shelly Jr.
There you go. Yes, the Mean Farmer Market coming up.
All right. So Elvis landed in a UFO, apparently. Okay.
Another Elvis story.
Very good.
What movie is it? Men in Black. There's a line in there. Elvis didn't die. He just went home.
That's it.
Yep. Well, yeah, it kind of reminds me of the Baba Hotep film. Elvis in a nursing home.
Oh.
On his way out.
Oh, boy.
Fighting a mummy that's going through the nursing home, killing people.
It's a great movie.
It's a great film.
Yeah. Okay. Never seen it. Okay.
Bruce Campbell is Elvis. It's a great role for
him. By the way, you know, we were talking about media and reaching out to people that we, you know, used to work with. Used to work with. Yeah. And, you know, we mentioned John Urban and, you know,
now, Ernie Wheeler. The people you used to work with were puppets. Yeah. So they're harder to
harder to get hold of.
Back.
Harder to, but, you know, we forgot Vicki McKenna. You know, we need to reach out to her and see if she can come in someday and, you know, maybe or join us at Short Stack.
If she could just break away from one of her rants.
Yeah.
And just stop by and,
just, you know, you guys know, can just
press
chat.
The flash and just, you know, finally just make up.
Okay. And that's never going to happen, is it?
I know. It really won't.
All right. Yeah.
But we can always dream.
Yeah, it's a media world.
It would be a nightmare for me, but yeah, we could always dream.
Yeah. Didn't you have a story about Barry Diller?
I have a story about
We're talking about media. You know, this guy used to be a media mogul. He was big time.
He started up, I think, CNN, was it? Helped start it up.
Fox,
and
too.
Fox.
Yeah. Fox so anyway, Broadcast.
He's out there, and he was on the Squawk Box recently, and he was talking about Truth Social. You know, it was sold and everything.
How's the stock on that doing?
Yeah, well, it's not doing real well. Dropping miserably. Yeah. And he was asked about that, so let's go to Barry Diller, Cut 18, and see what he had to say.
Not a political question about former President Trump, but actually a business question about Truth Social. You've seen the stock on the move in this I'll call it remarkable, maybe even crazy way.
Just say two words, GameStop.
GameStop. That's what you think is going on here.
It's ridiculous.
Do you
the company
think,
has no revenue.
But do you think it could ever be a bigger business? Do you think if he wins the presidency, it becomes
wide? Why would it be bigger? Look, he's only interesting now because he's out there entertaining the folks. I hope if he does get elected, he just plays golf for 4 years. But
so do you think that all of the investors in this are getting scammed? Do you think they think this is a transference of wealth from one side to the other? And that's the goal. What do you think is happening?
I think they're dopes. I mean, who would buy a company that literally has, I mean, I think, what does it have? $30 of revenue? Why would you put how could you put a value on it? They're buying it for other reasons, just like they bought theaters when there was no theater business, or they bought GameStop or whatever. It's stupid. It's stupid stuff.
It was 1,000 times revenue, I think. Wasn't it 4 million? It was
$4 million in revenue. That's $4 million in revenue. It's ridiculous. I'm not saying it's not
$4 million.
Why are you even talking about this? It's a scam, just like everything he's ever been involved in is some sort of con.
Yeah.
Let me pivot.
Amazing survival of a con man is just beyond comprehension, but there it is.
There you go.
Wow.
Kind of summing it up.
That's bad. Bottom line.
Yeah, he really hit him hard. Barry Diller talking about Truth Social. You know, we had that little bit from Daily Show, and that is cut 604. Let's listen to that a second here,
okay?
If you can.
604.
And it's Daily Show's version, pointing out a little mistake that Trump made. And he's trying to talk about Truth Social. Didn't work out that way, though. Let's hear it.
All right.
This is about Truth Social. I'm looking for the right 604. There's like three of them.
Oh, there is? It's Troll.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, there
okay,
we go.
Here we go.
Okay. That's my old numbering
system. Are you tired of lamestream social media apps that don't give you free speech? Check out Troth Truth Central. What is Troth Truth Central? It's three things. Troth, Truth, and Central. Why did we start Troth Truth Central? It's self-explanatory.
We had to give the American people their voice back by building something called Troth Truth Central.
Troth Truth Central. It's the future of Central Mordia Media.
So there you go. People are getting that confused with, Truth Central and Troth Truth Central.
It rolls off the tongue so easily.
Can't even talk Central. About his own business, right?
Lord.
But he uses it an awful lot now. Of course, he's trying to make some money off of it to pay off his debt.
Yeah.
Not working out quite the way it could be. Mm-mm. And Barry Diller, of course, you know, making sure that investors are a little skittish about making that investment.
He tells it like it is. Yeah. 6:49 and 34 degrees. When we come back, Tennessee is forcing children to watch fetal development.
Yes.
Oh, that's coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on Air.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison. We're on State Street. We watched a whole bunch of jockers just go by the window here.
Yeah, a couple of hundred of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kind of spread out.
We should have the street cam on and, you know, check it out. But they're gone now.
Yeah.
And now the only thing that's left out there is traffic and the garbage truck.
Oh, Burgess flew past. Did you see that? A Burgess flew like right in front of the camera. Really
I
fast.
Know. Yeah.
Oh, that was really cool.
For people watching on Facebook, I bet they went, wow.
Better than hitting the window.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
This is crazy stuff. You know, Republicans, the MAGAs, wanted to protect children in school from sex, any kind of suggestion about sex. I mean, they're just too early. It's too young. We can't introduce them to anything like this, but now they are.
Yeah.
They have their own version. You know, they were against the wokeness of learning about sex education.
Right.
But in this case, this serves their ends. Okay.
In Tennessee.
Tennessee would become the latest state, to require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by Live Action. They're an anti-abortion group. Well, you got to know it's pretty fair at that point, right? The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, a professional organization with over 60,000 members, has said that the video is anti-abortion misinformation designed to manipulate the emotions of viewers, especially young kids in schools, the ones that MAGAs say they want to protect from all of this stuff. And we have a Tennessee Senator, Jeff Yarbrough, who made a little comment about this. Let's check out what he said.
And it's just, you know, we've talked all the time around here about parent rights. Like, you now have to fill out a form for your child to participate in the math club because of parent. It's the most obvious and transparent attempt to indoctrinate students that I've ever seen in the legislature. This is finding a political organization with a clear and documented reputation of being misleading, if not lying, about an issue, and giving them a platform to educate kids. And, I mean, look, the extreme position that this legislature is taking on abortion is contrary to the views of Tennesseans. There are like 10, 15% of Tennesseans that agree with this legislature when it comes to abortion. And we've talked all the time around here about parent rights. Like, you now have to fill out a form for your child to participate in math.
Okay. Yeah. What's that?
You had it like end to end twice, and there was the same cut end. Yeah. Okay.
It's looping or right. something.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's so what do you think about something like that? Does that sound a.
What they mentioned the age group they're talking about, these elementary kids middle school?
I looked through a couple of stories. They did not mention exactly what school children will be exposed to this. So it's probably up for that district to decide which classes might be available for this particular piece of education. So necessary.
You kind of see where they're going with this.
Obviously.
Well,
they weed out anything that's fair and balanced that is normally considered woke.
Right.
And then they have their own indoctrination all set up and ready to go.
Yeah.
From activist groups.
All tilted their direction.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that's where it's all going.
Yes.
They're not just getting rid of things out of these schools.
No.
But they're putting it and they're putting other things in. They're replacing it.
Yes.
With their point of view.
Mm-hmm. Fetal development.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So pictures, videos.
Right. The developing process.
Embryos. Yeah. Yep. All of that.
The sex of the child, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're protecting the children, all right. We got that, all right?
So did this pass? They're actually doing this now?
Yep. Yeah. It's passed. I don't know if it's passed in these other states that also have that same program.
Mm-hmm.
They're up for,
but it seems to start in Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee is crazy, yeah.
Tennessee is the new Florida.
They are nuts. We had a story about that the other day, about Tennessee being the lab?
Yeah.
Laboratory, the social laboratory.
I mean, Tennessee used to be so cool. Tennessee used to be cool,
Yeah.
You got Nashville.
But it's not anymore. Of course, we've got our own comedians up here.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Hovde, stand-up comedian and guy who's trying to run for Senate.
Did he shave his mustache or something? I'm seeing pictures now without a mustache.
Really?
And I don't know if that's an old picture before he grew the mustache.
Have you seen a video of him talking about the election?
Okay, not recently.
It's probably an old one.
Okay.
See, he can have it both ways. He'll put out the pictures without the mustache, but he'll appear in person with a mustache just to kind of soften the blow of looking like a porn star.
So are you saying it's a fake mustache? Maybe you should just go, shave half the mustache. And that would get more attention.
Well, a porn star. Oh, yeah. God, what an image. What an absolute image.
He needs more attention.
Okay, well, I've got this story on Eric Hovde.
All right.
But I actually don't think we have any time for this because it's a long piece.
We got 2 minutes.
I have a quote from him, and we're going to break that up into pieces.
Okay.
I'll be signaling Sam to stop the cut eventually, and then we can explain a little bit about what Hovde is trying to say.
Okay.
Okay. All right. But we've kind of run out of time at this point.
Okay. Well, let me remind everybody, tonight, the Seattle Mariners take on the Milwaukee Brewers. Baseball action is happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can listen to the Mariners and the Brewers at 6:35 this evening. You can listen on WRCE in Richland Center. Just get on the app. The Civic Media app is the way to do it. And you'll find WRCE or WRJN over near Racine and Kenosha. You just get the Civic Media app, it's always free to download the app, put it on your phone, and there you go. You got all of the Civic Media stations in the palm of your hand.
You do.
Yes.
It's powerful.
Such a deal. Such a deal.
You have control over your life.
Coming up at our 7 o'clock, our rocker will join us. He's going to tell us about some changes happening on Max Inc. I believe those begin this weekend, and we'll have a special guest, Jimmy Kay, I believe, is coming in, Jimmy Casca.
And we'll be looking at the results of the second referendum that was approved by voters.
Oh, yeah.
And there are problems with that. So we'll take a look at that in a few moments, too.
6:58, news, weather, and sports straight ahead. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a few minutes.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the morning. John Gordy Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome Kirk Bangstad, Ed Anderson, Amir Kakarovs, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden stepping up the pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to protect civilians against